Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, good morning once again. We are broadcasting live here from the beautiful King Plow Center, Arts Center here at Startup Riot 2015. I'm Ryan Redhawk on behalf of Business Radio X. I'm now sitting next to Alexandra Lofsey. Good morning, Alexandra.
Hello, good morning.
And also Brett Hagler. How are you, sir?
Good to be here.
All right. You're both with New Story, charity.org. So please tell me a little bit about what you do and how it all started.
Yeah. So simply put, we're a crowdfunding platform, and we basically connect donors with homeless families in danger around the world.
Okay.
So think of a website, and we show you a picture of a family that's literally been homeless for about 5 years down in Haiti. You're able to meet that exact family, see their story, and then collectively give to build them a safe home.
Right, so it's all done virtually, right? So you introduce them through the internet, you got a profile of that family, pictures, you got a background.
Yeah, so we use technology to really put an individual face on the need.
Nice.
So you never wonder, like, oh, where does that $100 I gave in Africa, who did that actually affect?
Right. And do you go out and meet these people yourself, or you have people on location who kind of do some background checks or make sure these people are real?
Yeah. Well, one exciting thing is we're actually going down there this weekend because since November, we've been able to fund 8 homes, and they're in various stages of being built. But we also partner with really exceptional nonprofits. So down in Levec, Haiti, we're partnered with Mission of Hope, which is a nonprofit there that's been there for over a decade. They're intimately connected with the community. They know the need. They know these families and interact with them in a number of ways, and are a really reputable source.
Right. I would imagine you have to have some really trusted partners to pull this off, because you can't be in every location all the time. So,
absolutely.
Any other partners that you are with that you'd like to mention?
No, them right now.
Okay.
We're hyper-focused on really funding 100 homes this year in a specific area.
Nice.
And so we want to keep it as simple as possible and pick one partner that we already know works and stick with them until we accomplish that goal.
Okay. And so then you provide everything these folks need to get this house built from the laying the foundation all the way to putting in electricity, right?
Yeah. It's really simple. So it costs $6,000 to fund the home.
Okay.
And we're not building mansions. however, we are taking families that are literally living on the side of the street or in a tent, right? And we're bringing them into a concrete 16 by 19 foot home. And when that happens, you'll see a lot of nonprofits when they build homes. You'll see people from America go down there to build the homes, right?
Right.
We actually believe that. That's good-hearted, but we don't think it does anything for the economy. So what we do is we hire local Haitian contractors that are building all of the homes and the infrastructure.
Very good. Yeah.
It's stimulating the economy.
Providing work, for the locals. 100%. Providing a home for the local people.
100%.
So that's great. And so if I was to go on the website, again, newstorycharity.org, do I get to choose the family I want to help? Do you get to kind of see a profile of several offerings, or how does that work?
So right now we're focused on one family at a time. We know that there are kind of other platforms where you're able to kind of choose exactly what you donate to. We think that it's important to focus on one family, because if you have multiple families to choose from, then you might have, various families in, different stages of funding, right? Like this family has 1,000 towards their 6,000, and this other family has 3,000 towards their 6,000. And we're very committed to getting families into homes as quickly as possible. Like Brett mentioned, I mean, for 5 years, these families have been living in what was supposed to be temporary housing, these, tarp tents that are, probably thinner than the shirt that you're wearing now. And so we've decided to do this one family focus in order to get, all of the families that we're going to impact into homes as soon as possible.
Do you find there's a timeline that once this family goes on the website, how long it takes them to get the funding? Is there a certain time frame there?
Yeah, it depends. The quickest we've seen is a couple days.
Great.
And then the max usually 3 weeks, maybe.
And then you move to the next family that you can help. One at a time, like you mentioned. One house at a time. One family at a time.
Yeah.
That's good.
Really, the way, just give a quick background. We launched only about 3 months ago. And
we've
been able to raise about $55,000 from donors. And the way we've been able to do that primarily is with one simple idea. Mm-hmm. We basically, since it's a platform, anybody can come on and we allow people to start digital campaigns.
Okay.
And the one thing that's really worked is people donating their birthday. Okay. So let's say, give you a quick example. We had a girl last week, it was her 15th birthday. Uh-huh. She came on our platform, set up her own page, right? She wrote a little mission statement, had her picture on there. And then she, instead of asking friends and family for gifts, she asked them for donations.
Nice.
So she sent emails, put it on Facebook, said, hey, donate to my birthday campaign. Right? One little girl, 15 years old, you know, she raised almost $1,000.
That's great.
And so what we've really been encouraging people to do, what we're really bullish on moving forward to scale, mm-hmm. is asking people to simply donate your birthday.
That's a great idea.
Maybe you don't need another tie this year or a gift card to Starbucks.
Right. And if a teenager can do it, an adult can do it for sure.
100%.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. And we've gotten such amazing feedback from these birthday campaigners about, mm-hmm. you know, how meaningful their birthday becomes, how, you know, how excited they are to see their networks rallying around such an amazing cause. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if anyone wants to do that, they can pledge their birthday, whether it's in a few days or in a few months at newstorycharity.org /birthdays.
How did you, Alexandra, come to be part of this?
So my background is in international development. That's what I studied in school. I did a lot of kind of micro-enterprise consulting in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved to Atlanta only about a year and a half ago, so I'm, you know, relatively new to
the area.
And you
are based out of Atlanta?
We are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
nice. And what about you, Brett? How did you come about this?
Yeah, it's kind of a long story, but 2 years ago I was down in Haiti and actually saw the need firsthand, met mm-hmm. the family, so that broke my heart. But then after that, I had my own startup company out in San Francisco.
Okay.
Technology company out there. And kind of that whole time, I still had this lingering just problem in my heart. And so I decided to try to do something about it.
Yeah, and you're doing it. And you're doing great things. And I find that, you know, some of the interviews we've had already is people are passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
It doesn't just start because they make money or, you know, someone else is not doing it, so I'm going to try it. It starts with passion, involve a little creativity, and then some grit and determination to make it happen. I mean, that's kind of the road that you're on here.
Man.
Right. How did you guys hear about Startup Riot and get invited here today?
I think... Yeah. Just being in the community, right?
Yeah, Atlanta's got a good
community.
And
wanting to, you know, business in general, especially startups, I mean, just really getting involved in the ecosystem, and whether it's nationally or in your region, it's huge, and you want to be part of it, be around like-minded people.
Right, and so hopefully you guys get some good funding here today, or get the word out about what you're doing. Anything kind of in the future, or something you guys, you mentioned you're doing a trip down there. When is that happening?
Brett and I are leaving this Sunday.
Nice.
So I'm really excited. Brett's been there before, like he said, but this is my first time, so I'm extremely excited.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, houses are being built. And one thing that I definitely have to plug and mention mm-hmm. is that one of the huge distinguishers for New Story from, you know, a lot of other nonprofits and charities doing amazing things is that level of accountability and transparency.
Okay.
So not only when you part of your experience as a donor, you go on, you donate to a family, but the experience doesn't end there. We want to make sure that you know exactly, where your money is going.
Mm-hmm.
So when the homes are finished being built, we're going to send you a video of that exact family moving into home that was built for kind of full accountability and transparency. So part of our trip is to facilitate that.
Very good.
Yeah.
So that's great. I wish you much success going down there and really going forward with this great organization that you've started, newstorycharity.org. You guys on Twitter or Facebook, anybody can find you there?
Yep.
Same.
New Story Charity.
New Story Charity. Yep. You guys presenting today as well?
We're not presenting today, no.
You know, you're just here kind of getting the word out and letting people know about the good work you're doing.
Absolutely.
So, thank you very much for sitting down and talking with us.
Thanks, Ryan.
And hopefully big things happening for not only you guys at New Story, but all the families that you will be helping going forward in 2015.
We think so. Thanks,
all right,
Ryan.
Thank you very much. So stand by for more great interviews here at Startup Riot 2015, broadcasting live from King Plow Arts Center.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.